What's going on, everybody? It is I, your boy Gilbert, joined as always by
me, Peaky.
And we are the Fulcrum Entertainment Podcast. No Harrison today. Unfortunately, he is doing some Mother's Day stuff with his mommy because he loves her. Because
it's it is Mother's Day in the UK tomorrow.
Is it?
Oh, it is.
Is it Mother's Day all over the world? I feel like that's a universal holiday.
You guys have it a different holiday.
Oh no, that's right. We do it in May, don't we?
Yeah, you guys. Okay. Your Mother's Days and Father's Days are like different dates to ours.
Well, that's just a weird. That's like Canadian Thanksgiving. Is like what?
Like why doesn't it just be like International Mother's Day and International Father's Day? Like it. That makes no sense.
Because a British mother is clearly more important than an American mother.
It could be International Women's Day. Why can't it be International Mother's Day? Like
again, because a British mother is more important than an American mother. That's why British Mother's Day comes first.
People, say I love you to your mothers every day. Don't just do it on one certain day of the year. Do it every day.
Or don't do it at all. I'm such an asshole. I am such an asshole. I love you, Mom. No. Let's move on.
Mom.
So Fulcrum, it is the Fulcrum Entertainment Podcast. We are here. We're just going to be bullshitting. We were supposed to be doing the Bad Batch first five episodes, but unfortunately,
none of us have watched any of it.
Yeah, so we're just going to zoom right past that.
I have been catching up on Avatar. I'm on the Spirit World episode, so I think I'm close to that. I've got like a couple of episodes left of them at the end.
Fucking A, speed the fuck up. That's like episode six.
I've been busy.
Well, I've been busy too, but I was able to watch that whole damn show. And it's not like it was a bad show, but god damn it, dude. Like, thing.
Speaking of Avatar, season two and three have been confirmed already.
Oh, I'm not surprised that was very like widely loved or well loved, but it was liked.
One concern about season two.
What's your problem with season two? What?
They need to get Toph done right. They need to get Toph nailed to a T.
Absolutely. I think they did. They nailed Iroh, which is a fan favorite character. And I think they absolutely need to nail Toph. If they don't,
I don't have an issue.
Pause.
With any of the characters, to be honest, like any of the actors portraying the characters, I don't have an issue with. Like I've just seen Mei and Ty Lee, and honestly, they've nailed them down quite well.
Have they? All right. So the Mei character we barely see.
From what we've seen, we haven't seen their combat yet. We've only really seen them talking to Azula. And I think Azula looks quite menacing in live action, just like she does in the animated series. Like, she already looks really like, okay, like, not going to mess with her. Especially in the scene I just watched before I came on here. She was in, like, combat training. And she almost, like, straight up murdered a guy.
And then, like, her fire turns blue for a split second before she stops. Yeah, and I know exactly which scene you're talking about. And it's cool. Like, they got Azula's character down. It's great. Mm. But the problem is they haven't gotten... I don't think they have gotten a Ty Lee or Mei's character. Like, Mei's character feels like she's trying to do an impression of Wednesday Addams, but it's kind of failing.
Mm. I mean, like Mei, we haven't really heard much of Mei talk. Mei's Ty Lee hasn't been done much talking so far. It's mainly been Mei that's done talking at when it's the three of them together.
Mm.
We're not getting a plush Peaky. No. No one wants that in their home. That's a sleep paralysis demon if I've ever seen one.
No, dude, plush Peaky for the win.
I said in our Discord chat that there was one topic I kind of wanted to touch up on today, considering we're shooting the shit.
You did say that, and I don't ever remember agreeing. So, but yeah, go ahead.
Right. So now this is something that hits close to both of us. So it's kind of a good thing that Harrison isn't on because he doesn't know much of them. But after 21 years, Rooster Teeth are shutting down.
Oh shit! I completely forgot. That's right. You're absolutely right. That is something I think we didn't. I can't believe I didn't put a Rooster Teeth thing in this. That was like new. That happened. That news dropped yesterday, and maybe it's just because right. I've grown Wednesday, so far apart.
I think
from...
it dropped Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But it was earlier. It was way earlier, or not earlier. It was like 2 or 3 days ago. It was like not. It was a pretty recent event. So I
jumped off of the whole Rooster Teeth Achievement Hunter thing probably about 3 years ago is when I steered away from it.
Yeah.
That was my decision because of stuff that was ongoing in the company I didn't agree with, so I stepped away from the community. That was my own personal decision. But after seeing that news, it kind of hit me.
It's sad.
I didn't expect it to. Like when I first read the news, and I kind of just kind of like I processed it a little bit, where I was like, "Oh, shit," kind of thing, you know. And then after a couple of days, it really hit me, and I watched their live stream that they'd done there, where they were trying to talk to the fans and trying to give what they had learned from like the in-house meeting where they got told it was shutting down and everything. And I think the one bit that really got me was seeing Jeff Ramsey in absolute tears.
I saw that clip of him just like trying to like, you know, trying
to hold it together until he finished talking. And then as soon as I saw him and Jack hug, I was gone. That's when it really hit me.
Now, what was messed up for me is that, like, Gus wasn't there, though. There was, I mean, I know Joel is kind of crazy with his, like, right-wing beliefs, so that's why they fired him a while back.
Joel was no longer part of the company.
I know, that's what I mean. But, like, Bernie, he wasn't there. Joel wasn't there. Well, Gus wasn't there. I am well aware of that. My point is that the founders, what was, like, the big draw of the company was that, you know, Bernie, Gus, Matt, Joel, all the guys who originally started it were still there and part of it and like were main features on all the shows and stuff. But then when they started getting fired or quitting or just moving away from the channel or from the company, I'm like, I can't do it anymore, man.
Yeah. And to be honest, like, I went back and I resubscribed to the Achievement Hunter YouTube channel. And I started rewatching the old GTA and Minecraft Let's Plays.
Yeah.
Because they were my comfort for, like, whenever I was having a real crap week or I just really wanted to have a laugh at something, I would go back and I'd watch the Minecraft and the GTA Let's Plays because they were hilarious. And it's real sad considering that, like, they've been going for 21 years. I've more or less been watching them that entire time.
Yeah, and I mean, and they were the reason I got into, like, wanting to do voice acting and, like, eventually podcasting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't for Rooster Teeth, this wouldn't exist. Fulcrum Entertainment would not be here.
I don't think if it wasn't for Achievement Hunter, more Achievement Hunter than Rooster Teeth, I wouldn't be a content creator. Because my drive in life was become a content creator, get noticed, go and work, go move to Texas and work for Achievement Hunter, work in the AH office. That was a big dream of mine for a very, very long time.
Yeah. And like, and there was a character, or there was a character, there was a dude who did that. Like, I know you, Jeremy. Yeah, he was like the one guy who was like the fan who he went to Rooster Teeth or RTX.
There was Jeremy and Matt. They were at an RTX because they'd done quite a bit of stuff for Achievement Hunter anyway. And they like both got up for a Q&A bit and they said, when are you going to hire us? And Jeff went, right now, come up here. Like,
yeah, and then they got to be
on the spot.
Yeah. Although he did start that trend of like from then on, every RTX, someone would ask if they could be hired at a Q&A.
What I think is, I think that was kind of like a bit for the fans. I was like, I think Matt and Jeremy were already more or less hired at that point, and that they just done that as an announcement.
Mm.
Right,
Bro Dizzle. Sorry to cut you off.
On RVB, they are working on the final season. The final season will still be coming out because it's already in production. I think it's in post-production at this point. Volume 9 and 10 of Ruby will still be coming out.
I did. All right, I'm sorry to say, but you know what? File that part under who gives a fuck. I haven't liked Rubies for a good long while.
Network, the Rooster Pod Network, that it will still continuously be going on. It's mainly the main company is going. And honestly, like my opinion, Bro Dizzle, is it's sad. It's sad to know that even though I left the community 3 years ago, they were still a big influence on my life. They still probably are, like with my content and how I go forward with stuff. And starting from Red versus Blue season one to now, like, I don't know where to go from there, because they were like icons for me. They were people I looked up to. They're the main reason why I created the Peaky Podcast the way I created it. Is it's more or less an off-topic podcast. I made it because of the off-topic Achievement Hunter podcast. That was my vision for my show. So like, and I'm still going to use that. I'm still going to use influences from them now, even though.
Oh yeah, and they changed the game as far as like, so they were the first like truly successful machinima, and the one that like basically every machinima afterward tried to emulate and like copy.
Yeah,
like they made Halo. They honestly, if it wasn't for Red versus Blue, the Halo Forge system, like the, you know, the Forge maps and stuff like that, probably wouldn't be as sophisticated as they are, because they made them tailored so those guys could make their crazy shit.
Yeah, I also think Achievement Hunter in itself reinvented the whole Let's Play side of YouTube.
Blue team for win.
Red team, it's got Griff.
Dude, it's got Caboose. Blue team's got Caboose and Church. And Griff. Church.
And you're a donut. Like, come on.
Tex? I know she's a freelancer, but dude, she is blue team. She's absolutely blue team. Now we're going to be arguing about Red versus Blue. God damn it.
But yeah, no. I think Achievement Hunter reinvented the whole Let's Play game on the chat on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
100%.
They kind of like pioneered what it meant to do a Let's Play or to do like gaming content.
It was, because let's be honest, like before Achievement Hunter did it, Let's Plays were all really Sogo gameplay. It was all really just like people playing through Sogo game stories and like maybe the odd like Call of Duty like multiplayer video and stuff like that. But Achievement Hunter did it. So like a group of friends getting together and playing video games together and recording it.
Yeah, that exactly.
That was what Jeff envisioned Achievement Hunter to be. And
exactly. Go ahead.
I honestly still don't think I've fully processed the fact that Rooster Teeth are gone. But like, we've got 60 days where they're going to continuously still release content that they've already got out. And I think in those 60 days is when RVB final season comes out, when potentially Ruby Series 9 comes out. But they are in talks to potentially get those projects carried over to somewhere else.
I mean, it's most likely that Ruby is most, because of like, if you, I don't know if you've seen it, but they made a Ruby X Justice League show or movie. They made a two-parter.
I know that. I haven't watched Ruby since series 4. So no. Volume 4 is when I kind of dropped off of Ruby. And that's massive in Japan. So I can see somewhere in Japan pick it. I can see a Japanese company picking Ruby up.
Well, yeah, no, Ruby already has like, they already have like a licensed manga in Japan, like from a third party company. So that's probably, if it doesn't get picked up by another, like, you know, Shonen or some kind of like company, like, I don't know. I watch a Ruby movie from Studio Ghibli.
They've even dubbed it in Japanese because the Ruby voice actresses met their Japanese dub voices.
They've dubbed it in Japanese. They've done all that. So I could see it happening, or I could see DC picking it up and adding them to the Justice League and making that a thing.
I could see DC picking it up and it becoming a DC project.
Exactly.
I could kind of see Red versus Blue being picked up somewhere else.
I don't Maybe. Want it to be picked up somewhere else. Because if you give Red versus Blue to like Netflix or something, unless you bring the original creators back on it, it's gonna suck. It's gonna suck.
Have the original voice actors on it, and All I'm going to say is the whole Rooster Teeth thing is, I, given all of my opinions about what's happened in the company with people and obviously with, you know, staff and everything else, all I hope is that everybody there finds work.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, there's like, it's like 500 people that are out of work now because of Rooster Teeth shutting down.
Oh, there's more than that. There's over 1,000, I think, now.
Oh, shit.
I think that, given, like, my opinions aside, everybody there is so talented and creative, and no matter what, like, what they do, like, what their, you know, their role and, like, their title is, they're so creative that they deserve all the luck in the world on getting new jobs, finding new projects, continuing doing what they do, because they deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely. Red versus Blue. No, I'm not. I understand that Red versus Blue, the show, used to be on Netflix, but what I'm talking about is if a Netflix original happened.
Red versus Blue, it was up to when the Blur, I think it was went up to when Halo 3 came out, because they had,
I think it was
Halo
like, yeah,
3.
It was up to season, I think it was up to season 13. That's when it was, that was the ones that were on Netflix. But what I'm worried about is that they'll make like a live action one or something like that and make it a Netflix original series or something like that. And it's going to end up, you know, they're going to do it to it what they did to He-Man, and it's going to end up sucking.
Yeah. And, you know,
the Fug situation. I don't know what the Fug situation is.
I don't know either. I obviously, like I said, I left it 3 years ago. So
yeah, like I remember the only recent thing. Oh, what's that?
Gavin is going to continuously find work because of his ScoMo guys stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, he's
more or less like the top guy people go to for slow motion stuff, because he's.
Oh yeah, no, he's talked about how he's worked on all kinds of different movies and stuff for slow motion shots.
Yeah, so he's more or less one of the top people to go to for that now. So, like, I reckon he'll continuously find work for that, you know. And yeah, I don't know. And to answer Patrick's question of would I eat an orangutan meat kebab? Yeah, probably.
No, I would not. Probably. All right. So, last thing I want to say about the Rooster Teeth thing is that, yes, it is sad. But in my mind, Rooster Teeth kind of died a long time ago when they were bought by Time Warner, or by Warner Brothers Discovery, whatever. Right. For me,
it kind of started. I started to dip off some of their stuff round about the time when who took over after AT&T?
And Warner. It was Warner Brothers.
No, there was someone in between AT&T and Warner Brothers.
Let's see. I'm looking at it right now, but I don't know who it was. But yeah, but right around the time they started getting commercially big and were bought by other companies, that's like when I was like, I don't like it anymore. I don't want to deal with. And then when they took Funhouse, Screw Attack, I think it was like Sugar Pine was another one. When they started taking all these different channels and started putting them all into their.
They had Funhouse, Cow Chop. I think it was about the creatures or the animal or something along the lines of that. Death Battle, Screw Attack. Yeah, I mean, I quite liked having Funhouse and Screw Attack in with Rooster Teeth, because they fit in. They fitted in really well with the core Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunt of staff. Especially Chad. Chad was brilliant. I'm not a fan of Funhouse anyway. I wasn't a fan of Funhouse anyway. And Brodizzle, yes, I remember that. It was, I can't remember their name, but yes, I remember seeing that. That was roughly around the time I stopped.
I did not realize that. So yeah, again, I was not at that point. I think at the time, like I said, when they were originally bought by like AT&T or whatever, when they went big and commercial, that's when I'm like, okay, I'm done.
I mean, AT&T weren't bad owners, because AT&T like helped fund money into stuff. Like they helped run the Gauntlet and like other like live action production shows that Rooster Teeth couldn't manage on their own.
Yeah, but their main thing was about profits. And when it didn't make them enough money, they sold it to the next company who
Well, this is what has happened with Warner Brothers. WB Discovery ended up they've been trying to sell the Rooster Teeth company for quite a while now, and nothing was going through. No one was willing to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, this is a reason why it's shutting down.
Yeah. But it's because it's just not profitable and nobody cares. And well, not that nobody cares about it. It's just that it's not profitable from a big business like standpoint.
No.
And all right. But I think we're ready to move on from there. And I want to talk about Patrick did put something in here that every single episode of the Fallout show are going to drop on April 11th. And did you see the new trailer for it?
I have watched it, and I'm still questioning on doing a review on it.
Why is that? Well, we're gonna do it right now. Here, let's do a review on it. Also, I called it right away the second I saw this dude. It's like, you need to buy a Vault-Tec. Like, he's in the commercial. I'm like, oh, you're totally gonna be the ghoul. And I had it right. I love that. This dude, he's like, absolutely. He's the ghoul.
But I quite like that. The main character is female. I quite like that. That's a good spin on it, because the game we never had a main protagonist that's female.
All right, so that's not necessarily true. Okay, because
you can make yourself female, but
in every single iteration of the game you've been allowed to make yourself female. It never actually says that the Vault Dweller is a male or a female. It just says the Vault Dweller the Dweller from Vault 3, the Dweller from Vault 101. It's never actually says that you are the son or daughter. It just that says that you are the Dweller or the Courier. That's all I'm saying. But yes, you're right. It is a good decision to make her a female, because who gives it?
I also think it's a good decision because, let's be honest, when it comes to like TV shows, especially TV shows that are adapted from pop culture, so like video games or comic books, stuff like that, how many times do we have a female protagonist?
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, more and more often I'm noticing, but yes, you're originally... Like the only female protagonist from video games I can remember is Jill Valentine or Lara Croft.
Yeah. And I honestly, this looks amazing. And I think, have they confirmed or not if it's canon to the games?
I don't know. I don't think they've confirmed it or not. I doubt it.
It'd be cool if it is. If they make this canon to the games, I'm going to love it.
I'm going to say probably.
I'm probably going to love this either way. And isn't it set in LA?
Yes, I think it's in California, so it's in Shady Sands, California, which fun fact for those of you who are, that's where the NCR started, where the birth of the NCR is. So feel like what they're based off of this, it seems like they're trying to make it to where it's like, oh yeah, no, it's in Fallout 4 time. It's really hard to tell where they want to set this.
Also, my favorite characters are the Brotherhood of Steel.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, I want
every armors. Time I play Fallout 4 and they're like, join our Brotherhood. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to go join your Brotherhood. I want a power armor.
Fuck yeah, dude, I want that. I want to be sitting there kicking ass and taking names and taking laser rifles away from poor farmers. Which is also that, I'm like, I like the Brotherhood of Steel, but they kind of are like techno-Nazis.
Yeah.
It's like if you you're just some dirt, you're some dirt eating farmer. You can't handle a plasma rifle.
That ghoul looks amazing as well. Like the prosthetic work on him is just, it looks so realistic.
Yeah, no, they did really good with making his nose look like it's not there.
I saw a video of him talking, the guy who's playing the ghoul, of him talking in an interview. He said that he fell asleep accidentally in front of a mirror with his prosthetics on, and when he woke up, he scared the shit out of himself.
Oh, I bet. I fucking bet that would scare the shit out of me too, dude, to not have a nose anymore.
Like, I can't... I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing the fucking... The fucking thing on the wrist. I forget what his name.
Oh, Pip-Boy.
The Pip-Boy, yeah.
I love it. Yeah, Dead Guy says, I don't know about you guys, but I'd rather look at a lady for an extended period of time than a dude. Damn right.
I mean, I have to look at Gilbert for an hour and a half every week, so...
A cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller. A chud. I don't know. I've never heard... I don't know what that's from, but I'm sure that's in reference to something. From Maze Runner, he was a ghoul. Do you remember the dude from Maze Runner? I don't think I ever saw Maze Runner.
I've never seen Maze Runner. What is Maze Runner? Who is Maze Runner?
Where is Maze Runner? Why is Maze Runner? But
Westworld,
okay, that actually gives me some faith. Westworld director Jonathan Nolan.
I've never seen Westworld.
Oh, bro, you got to see Westworld. You got to at least see the first episode of Westworld. If you only see one episode of Westworld, watch the very first one, and then you can quit because it's fucking awesome.
How long is per episode?
It's about an hour. The first one's about an hour. I think the first one's about an hour and a half.
Do you think I've got an hour of spare time?
Yes. Just sit your ass down and watch the first episode of Westworld. It's worth it. Oh, that goes for all of you.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, I tell all y'all what to do.
You know, but awesome.
So yeah, but this looks really good. I'm interested to see how it works out. And then yeah, we get to see. Let me see here. Yeah, so apparently she gets to go to Hollywood, which, yikes. But yeah, no, it looks pretty cool. And then also we have the voice. So there's Matt Berry is going to be the fucking.
No way.
Yeah, like if you heard, it's like, I'm just going to harvest your organs. And I'm like, wait, is that? Oh, shit, it's Matt Berry.
Fucking love Matt Berry.
So yeah, he's going to be the Mr. Handys or Mr. Doctors or, you know, whatever the fuck they're called. Like, they're going to be, he's going to be all the robots. Or at least this one.
Nice. Also, Sweatword, I hope you're ready for later.
Shit, are we doing, that's right, we're doing that tonight, aren't we? Yeah. That's right, we're recording today?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, everyone, be on the lookout at Peaky's channel for Viscera cleanup duty. We're going to, oh god, it's going to be so bad.
Somebody makes an epic return. It's a comeback of the century.
The fucking bucket. That goddamn. Also, anyone, all right, so I'm sorry, but look at this picture right here. Anyone who's going to be complaining about a female protagonist, all y'all that's are gay. Hot.
She could lock me up in a vault all she wants.
Yeah, seriously. If you have a problem with a female protagonist in the Fallout movie or Fallout show,
pregnant.
Oh yeah, yeah, no. But everyone has to work. Doesn't matter if you're pregnant.
Also, by the way, it looks like something that's completely different to like other Fallout vaults we've seen of when people are leaving the vault to go onto the outside world. Like, a lot of the other times, especially in 4, no one's left alive in the vault.
Yeah, well, in Fallout 4, you're right, no one's left alive there. But in Fallout New Vegas, in Fallout 3, yeah, Vault 101 is still there. In Fallout 1, I think it's like Vault 3. Yeah, like, there are a couple of vaults that still have people, but there's only a handful of them.
Yeah, it's very limited. A lot of them are usually killed off, or they died under extreme circumstances, or, you know... also, do you think we'll see other vaults in this? Because obviously, in the games, there's other vaults like in and around that area of like where it's based. Like 4 is based in Boston, so there's multiple vaults in the entire map. Do you reckon we'll potentially see other vaults and other vault dwellers?
Oh, I bet you we will. I guarantee. Like, I mean, already, so. Just from the fact that our protagonist is a vault dweller, so yes, we're gonna see that. I bet you we're gonna have a part where she goes to another vault and sees it be destroyed, or she sees like finds a crazy vault dweller. Like, and so yeah, but
that guy.
This just looks. So first of all, also this one says Enclave better. That is some bullshit. The Enclave is not better.
You go with the Brotherhood of Steel, or you go Sogo.
Oh, but that right there, like the vault, like the door just looks beautiful. Like, I wonder how much of that is CGI and how much of that is like practical.
Well, so I saw when they were filming this, I saw a lot of shots of did you see the following thing as well? Like, there was a lot of like leaked photos from like on set, and it was all like dilapidated, and like there were cars that were like more or less like not just rusted, but like. All like eroded away and
yeah,
also like, dog meat's in it.
Oh yeah, that's right. And he's this dude's dog is dog meat.
Definitely dog meat. I'm not gonna lie, I don't care what give him another name in the show. I'm gonna call him dog meat.
Agreed. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter what anyone calls him. It's dog meat or bust. Also, this. We got the armored fucking Vault Dweller suit, which yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
Do you want to see her Donna, you know, the Brotherhood of Steel armor?
No, I don't. And here's why. Because I, like, yes, in the video games, like, we are all meant to be, you know, all right, you choose between you want to join the Brotherhood or the Enclave or, you know, the what's it called, the Minutemen or the, you know, Institute. Or you get to choose what faction you want. Mm. This one, I want it to be like, kind of like the original Fallout where she's like, you know, she's going out to try to save her vault. Like, she is loyal to the vault. That's it. Like, mm. if she has to make alliances with a Brotherhood yeah. member, or she has to make alliances with a ghoul.
She could get the power armor without having to join the Brotherhood of Steel. You do in the games.
Exactly. So that's what I mean. Is that, like, it'd be cool if, like, so it shows that, here, let me see. This dude, the Brotherhood of Steel guy, it makes it seem like she's going to be teaming up with him and also the ghoul. Because there's a part where they have them both, like, hanging out. And here, let me see if I can find it. But right here. No, not there. See? God damn it. Whatever. If, like, there is a part where she's sitting there hanging out.
Oh,
like,
right, the automated right turret. That looks sick. That was a sick shot of the automated turret just shooting.
Here we go. So this. So it makes it seem like she's going to be teaming up with the Brotherhood for a minute. Whether or not she gets armor, like, that'd be kind of cool. Mm. Also, there was one thing I saw. There's during a battle. Like, we see a battle scene where someone, right here. Someone, right, you can see it right there in the corner. Someone is waving a NCR flag. Mm. Let me see if I can.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah,
you can see it right. You can see it right there that someone was waving an NCR flag. So that means that the new California Republic is going to be there as well. Which, if I can be honest, between the Brotherhood and the NCR, I'm totally joining the NCR.
Also, do you want to see the fucking mini nuke?
What? Say that one more time.
Do you want to see the mini nuke in action?
Yes, maybe. I mean, it'd be kind of, I feel like it's, I have seen it. So Bro Dizzle brings up this, that Nuka Break is going to be better, which Nuka Break already exists. That is a Fallout fan film that they made, that Wayside Productions made. Okay. And yeah, it's pretty good. Like, I enjoy it myself. Like, it's, the story is a little bit meh, but more or less, like, the effects are really good. And it's all, like, the costumes and everything they do is really cool. It's kind of like unofficially considered a canon story.
We should do a Fulcrum Plays Fallout 76. It's a multiplayer Fallout game.
I know it's a multiplayer Fallout game, but I don't want to play fucking Fallout 76. I don't want to play shitty Fallout 76.
I'll buy it for you.
War never changes. When the bombs fell in 2270.
How do you think they're going to work around the perk system?
How are they going to do the VAT system? That's a question. Yeah, I want to see her. VATs. Like, I would love to see them, like, do some kind of weird explanation about how VATs works.
I want to see, like, her, like, break a leg and then just stimpack herself and be able to walk again.
Yeah. I mean, I do kind of like this, how she hits him with a dart gun. And, like, that is a weapon in Fallout, but it's, like, the weakest fucking weapon you can use. Also, all of this, like, his little, like, shotgun shells that all have, like, little different attachments to them. Like, the fact that this thing has a cap on the back of it. Like, it's kind of cool. I'm interested to see how they do this and, like, what little practical effects they use. Like, I'm excited. So, I don't know. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to it. Seems like it's going to be a really good...
They look like Minutemen.
They might be Minutemen.
The ones running out of that building there. They look like Minutemen.
They very well could be. I don't know. We'll have to see.
I think if they're Minutemen, fuck the Minutemen.
Why fuck the Minutemen?
Screw the Minutemen.
Hmm.
I hate the Minutemen in Fallout 4.
Is it because they're like the Revolution and you're just still sore? Y'all are still sore about that?
No. It's the fact that, this settlement needs your help. This settlement needs your help. Like, go away. I don't care about your shitty settlements.
Well, then you shouldn't have been agreed to be the general of the fucking Minutemen. To be fair, all right. So Gloria says, to be fair, Fallout 76 is meant to be okay now, but will probably be free to play soon. Gonna play Fallout 5 or Fallout New Vegas 2 when they come out. They both are coming out at the same time. I will play New Vegas 2.
I've heard that we could be getting a New Vegas remaster.
Ooh, I will play the shit out of that.
Gloria Sweatwood just put, imagine she can't hit a target and then she finds a gun's bobblehead and domes someone. I ain't so much shit. I don't care about some revolution that happened in 18... Buck
in 18 when. Dickety 6.
Yeah, 18 Dickety 6.
Back in 17 Dickety 6, we got them Brits out of this country. Because the queen... No, the king... The king! No.
It was king. But... It was King George.
Yeah, I know.
You not watched Hamilton? Jesus.
Yeah, I did watch Hamilton, but I didn't care.
Alexander nah. Hamilton!
The Minutemen were probably the main good guys, although they were a bit lame. Like, you could make them better. You could definitely, like, if you actually put in the time to make all the, to build up all the settlements and get your, like, the Minutemen, like, present strong. I
couldn't be after that base building bullshit.
Dude, you know how much time I spent on Fallout's, all right, I'm gonna get rid of this. You know how much time I spent on Fallout's fucking base building shit? Like, that was fun. I enjoyed the shit out of that, because you could make yourself, like, a pretty nice little stronghold. And like, and with the DLC, if you had all the DLCs for it, you could do some really crazy shit as far as base defense. Like, you set up traps and shit.
Patrick's like, I think the protagonist is a material girl living in a material world.
Us Brits are still salty about the about William. Talk about William Wallace?
William the Bastard. Which
one okay, I don't know who William the Bastard is.
Yes, yeah, William Wallace, I believe.
Okay. Very good. They can take our land, but they'll never take our freedom.
Yeah, apparently that never best. Happened.
Oh, shit. Well, it's my best shitty, like, Scottish accent, so let's see. At least I don't get stabbed exiting my home that I will be able to pay off. Anyway, so, yeah, but I'm looking forward to the Fallout show. It looks like it's going to be cool, and hang on, wait. Gloria says, I wish the Fallout 4 base building was just for one city you could build rather than feeling like it was building the map. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Note to self, don't ask Skilms to do a Scottish character. I mean, hey, man, I live in America. I don't live next to the Scots or the Swedes or the Welsh.
Oh, yeah. Just, William the Bastard was the Norman. It was Norman. He became William the Conqueror in 1066.
Oh, hot diggity dog. Hastings. Well, good for fucking him.
And I can remember the date of Hastings because there was like an insurance company back in the 90s and noughties. It was they were called Hastings Direct, and their telephone number was 0800-00-1066.
Nerd.
British people remember the weirdest stuff.
Yeah, no, apparently. That's, like, I don't even know what the... Why do you know that? Just
mate,
Why do you remember some random-ass fucking phone number?
This brain, like, processes information really weirdly. I can remember the most obscure things, like the Mr. Bucket commercial, but I can't remember what day of the week it is.
You think the past gets deleted, like a recycling bin on the PC? Yes, I do.
Probably.
At least as far as my brain, that's how it works. I don't even remember who half of you people are half the time.
Who am
no, I? No, Pinky Plushes, do it.
I've already told you, that's a sleep paralysis demon if I've ever seen one. Nobody wants a plushie of me in their home.
Well, apparently Bro Dizzle does.
Bro Dizzle, like, you can have me.
Now that begs the question. Yeah, why do you want a Pinky Plush? Yeah, what are you planning on doing with it?
Kind of worried now. Brodius was going to do some unsavory things to the Peaky Plushie.
Peaky Plushie's going to get
more action than me.
Which, that's saying something. No, I'm kidding. But let's see here. So what other stuff? Oh, I'm going to go back to what I was talking about last week. I've been playing so much goddamn Helldivers. Peaky, you need to get on that fucking game.
So, oh, about Helldivers 2. I was talking to my mate the other day. And we were talking about Helldivers, and I said, I'm not sure if my PC is going to be able to run it. And he was like, what's, like, so we both looked on Steam, and he was looking at the minimum specs for Helldivers. Because that's how I base everything on, is, like, the minimum. And he was like, what do you have? So I read out my stuff and he was like, your PC should be able to handle that. You've got a higher you've got a higher graphics card and a higher processor than the minimum required. So I was like, okay, I might have to buy Helldivers 2 and try it then. So, Gilbert, if I buy Helldivers 2.
Let's rock some fucking Helldivers 2.
Let's slay some bucks for democracy.
For Super Earth. I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part too, little kid. Nah.
I'm doing my part.
That's no, it's absolutely like Starship Troopers.
Swear word, it's not. If it was on Xbox, I would have bought it.
Yeah, no, and it's not on Xbox, and specifically, a lot of people make that joke because like they could really use the help because the PlayStation, because that apparently that the game master Joel is a dickhead and keeps on screwing with all the fucking PlayStation and PC players. So it's like they keep on talking about how they need the Xbox players to actually, you know, be able to play finally. Yeah, but no, yeah, it's not on.
It's PC and PlayStation, isn't it? Because isn't it a PlayStation Studios title?
Yeah, but it absolutely, I think it is. And it's absolutely just a PC PlayStation. And so, yeah, all y'all, would you like to know more? Yes. Yes, you would. You'd like to know more and you'd like to play the game. Kill some Battle Titans.
I'm tempted to get it. I'm tempted to get it.
It's only $40. It's absolutely worth it.
It's like 32 quid for me.
Oh shit, dude. Even better. Worth it.
I've been watching a lot of people. I was unable to watch your stream of it because I was playing Grand Theft Auto last night. So like obviously I would have jumped in and watched you play it and ripped the shit into you for dying. But yeah, no, like the content I've been watching, it just looks so great. Like,
are you trying to say that our content is not?
Well,
you motherfucker. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Nah, but...
just had them hidden behind my head. Oh, sweat word.
Game night next week is us playing Helldivers.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I need to buy it before then, but don't threaten me with a good time.
When Joel woke up, this actually happened. When Joel woke up to take a shit at midnight one night, he pressed a button and that reset the Creek Liberation percent to zero. Because he isn't at... Yeah, no, there is that one dude just controlling this. Out of nowhere, he'll be like, oh, you took this planet? Well, that's cool. Nope, it's not yours anymore.
Now, haven't they?
Say it again?
They've added mechs into the game, haven't they?
Indeed, they have. You can now be a fucking a tank, and I feel like such a badass when I call it down. And a limited time.
How many people can you have in like a squad? Is it four?
Four, and you can all have mechs at the same time.
I mean, to be honest, just the three of us playing it would be quite good.
Agreed, but rando would jump in eventually.
I'll buy it this week and test it on my PC to just see. If my PC can handle, because my PC's got to handle recording and playing the game at the same time. So,
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. I think my PC was having a bit of a hard time streaming because it lagged a couple of times, but it was doing pretty good.
I mean, like, recording shouldn't be, you should, like, obviously, like, streaming takes a lot more than what recording does. So, it should be fine.
See, Digguy says it kind of reminds him of the Lost Planet series. Anyone remember those games? Kind of, yeah. Like you're fighting a lot of big fucking monsters. And
I remember them, but I never played them.
I remember them being like some of the first games, or like the Lost Planet being one of the first games that came out on the Xbox 360. It was like one of their like breakout titles. Yeah. And yeah, stop talking to that automaton sympathizer. wait, you're talking about? Oh yeah, Peaky, are you an automaton sympathizer? Are you a robot sympathizer?
Am I fuck? They have no heart and no soul. I'm going to smash their heads into junk.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to
kill them robots.
I'm going to pump lead into their metal heads.
See, and you're not going to know, though. You're going to jump in. Watch, by the time you jump in, Peaky, the fucking Illuminate are already going to be there. And we're going to be sitting there fighting off these crazy monsters. You're going to be like, oh, well, I want to go fight the bugs. No, man, we need you fighting the... And apparently, I don't know. I don't know what the Illuminant are, but that's everyone in that I've been playing with keeps on saying that, oh yeah, dude, these light creatures, they're like the worst fucking ones. Apparently there's another race coming, so you need to get in here. Do your part, soldier.
I'm doing my part.
Peaky is British, so he is an automaton.
I'm not British. I just live here.
I'm a synth sympathizer.
I'm technically from hell. So, and I've just been sent to Earth to cause chaos and destruction in everybody's lives.
The Pleasure Bot DLC. Why would anyone defend the human species? Because we are the human species. That's why, damn it.
I mean, you're not wrong, dead guy.
Because become a legend, become a hero, become a hell diver. do it now, because it's cool and you get to wear a cape.
Ooh, cape.
Yeah, I'm, you know what, rule of cool, man, capes.
I mean, I have a cape for my airsoft game now, so yeah, that probably
so can. There you go, you're already on your way to becoming a hell diver.
I've also got a Deadpool costume coming for it.
So, nice. So I wanted to bring something up as well. So let me see. Hang on, what is his name? Not your name. No one cares about your name. It's okay, here we go. Akira Toriyama. He's the creator of Dragon Ball Z. I believe he also helped. Let me see exactly what all he was in. But I know for a fact he did fucking Dragon Ball Z. But... yeah, he was a major like artist and I think like an animator and stuff like that. And yeah, he ended up he was the creator of Dragon Ball Z. I think he helped write like some Naruto or like One Piece. Like he's the reason that a lot of that exists. And so it's kind of shitty that he died. I'll admit I'm not the biggest Dragon Ball Z fan, but I'll take a moment to be like, you know what? For those of you who are, I see you.
I grew up watching Dragon Ball Z, like. I would come in from school some days and that would be on, so I'd sit and watch it. So, like, seeing that, I was kind of like, well, fuck.
Did you see that apparently, this is the funniest bit of news from that whole thing, apparently in honor of Toriyama's death, the fucking Mexican drug cartels decided to make a ceasefire for, like, a week. They agreed to like, ceasefire and to stop hostilities for a few days. Because the guy died in, like, honor of him. I'm like, how big is Dragon Ball Z to the fucking Mexican drug cartel? I think I broke Peaky. He can't speak. Speak, damn you, speak.
I'm just trying to process that information that you've just thrown in my head.
Oh, dude. I kind of want to buy that. I want to buy a Helldiver's helmet. I gotta go to Etsy now and buy myself a Helldiver's helmet, and I gotta be a Helldiver first.
I can see the game, like, because the game's getting quite really popular. I can see airsoft helmets being made in the style of Helldivers, and I'm gonna buy them. I'm probably gonna end up buying them.
Oh yeah,
I can't use a 3D printed one because if I get shot in the head of a BB with that, it's just gonna shatter the helmet.
Hmm. Oh man, there's already one. There's already a wearable 3D printed helmet. It's only $100.
And yes, dead guy, I've got the katana back sheaths coming, and I'm ordering a costume. And I'm gonna run around airsoft fields wearing it.
Well, be on the lookout for me, guys. On the next Comic Con I go to is probably gonna end up. I'm gonna be a hell diver.
Sweat weather. The Mexican cartel are a bunch of weebs. Eh? Who would have known?
I mean, seriously, dude, I did not, that's not something I would have expected.
I mean, yeah.
Anyway, fell into a bunch of video games as well. I did not realize that. Here, let me see what video games he did, if it says here. Nope. Okay, whatever. Well, all right, I will take your word for it on that one.
I think you've done a lot for, like, the Dragon Ball games and stuff.
Hmm. We got the hastiest one in here. What's going on? How's it going? The Fulcrum Knight based on a particular variant of a clone trooper? The clone trooper armor is based off of Mandalorian armor, but that the Fulcrum Knight itself is that I kind of like it's not really stealing. I took someone else's like fan art that they made, and I'm like, hey, make it like this. I told the artist, make it like this, and he kind of just like did. Like it's distinct in his own way. But if you look at these two pictures that I have, you'll see. I don't want to spoil that. So let's just say no. It's not based on anything in particular, on any particular variant. It's kind of based off of someone else's fan art.
Listen, bro Dizzle, I either buy the helmet or I buy Helldivers.
I mean, you could do both.
I can't do both right now.
Or you are a no good
Roomba again.
Buy the helmet or you're a no good Roomba.
I'd have to wait till I get paid again because I've got trips coming up that I've had to pay for.
Mm. But yeah, phase two, I believe, is what it's supposed to be based off of.
Okay.
But at any rate, no, kind of just outing myself as a plagiarist. No, I'm not a plagiarist. Only on Tuesdays and bank holidays.
Well, hey now.
Anyway, moving on. But it's just like, it is sad that the guy died. It's incredible how many people have been touched by Dragon Ball Z and just how big that thing still is after shit, what, like 30, 40 years? Like it is like the Star Wars of Japan. It's got crazy fucking people with insane amounts of power who fucking run, who basically could destroy the universe if they wanted to with their minds.
Yeah.
No. I think there's very distinct things with it between it and Star Wars. But yeah, but you get my point. It's iconic in that way. And what's up, Connor? Peaky, great news. Those charges were dropped. I never believed you were stalking that old lady. Lucky the ring camera footage disappeared.
Yes. For that, I thank you for making that camera footage disappear.
I love it. Did you ever hear the tale of Darth Plagiarist the Wise? It's not a tale the Jedi would tell you. I think Fuller knows what you did in Ona. Yeah, he knows what Peaky did last summer. And it wasn't Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, it's Jennifer Love Hewitt's brother.
Oh, shit. So, I mean, we pretty much... What's up?
Dead guy. Have you heard from your sister? She's been MIA in the Discord for like...
Oh. For a second there, I thought you were making like a sex joke. It's like, hey, dead guy, you heard from your sister lately? It's like...
I mean, I could make a sex
joke. I honestly thought that's what you were doing right there, but then you're just like, I haven't heard from her in a minute. I'm genuinely worried about her.
I am genuinely worried about her.
Yeah, no, I thought that was funny. I thought you were making a joke and just like, no, you just, Peaky was genuinely a good person.
Am I not going to be genuinely concerned about a community member?
Fuck no, you're not. But yeah, no.
Me trying to be good guy Peaky here.
She's fine. Get a girlfriend. Ooh, being told.
Tell her to read my Discord messages then.
Just gonna get on out of here before it gets too creepy and we all get canceled by association.
Why? Because I've been concerned about a community member.
Yes. Concerned about a community member. It's like, that's what the kids are calling it these days. The artist fella came up with the appearance of the slime from Dragon Ball or from Dragon Quest and a bunch of Nintendo design. Oh, shit. Yeah, see, that I've always thought that, yeah, Dragon Quest looked exactly like Dragon Ball Z. So I guess that explains why. Because the dude worked on the same things.
Dragon Ball Z.
Let's see. Connor says, Gilbert, is that Megatron's Willy you're talking into?
Yes.
Anyone? Anyone get the reference? Beast Wars? No? Nobody? Okay. All jokes aside, she's been busy, but... Well, all right, there's your answer. She has her own shit to do. Get a life, Peaky.
I've just obviously not seen her about, so I was just kind of like, okay. I knew you two had stuff going on, like, in private. So like I was just making sure.
Just making sure.
Just being concerned. Just being, you know, wondering.
Making sure.
Yeah.
Making sure my ass.
I'm trying to be nice. Right? Just because I don't care about you doesn't mean I don't care about anyone else.
Care about him. This motherfucker right here. I'm kidding. I'm just fucking with you. All right. So let's see. I don't know. So we got about a half hour left. What else would you want to talk about, Peaky? Anything else that you feel that, you know, I don't know. Anything else that you that's burning in your soul that you want to talk about? Apparently not.
I mean, I touched on, were you watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last week? I'm still watching that. I'm on season 5 now, I think, where they got transported to the future by the Monolith.
Hmm.
And then they've just managed to like get back to like present day. So like they're trying to like stop the world from breaking. So I'm still on my Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. rewatch. I mean, I don't have a smoke bomb, but I have a flashbang.
Smoke bomb. Well, you could flashbang yourself. I mean, that works.
Let me just set fire to the house with a firework, because that's what my flashbang technically is. It's a firework.
Do it.
Text the now dead guy and say, are you still playing game night with the guys?
I bet you she's probably not. She doesn't want to clean up fucking some blood and viscera with three assholes.
No, she does. She wants to go. She needs to go in the tail of our lord and master, Mr. Bucket.
Oh, God. I swear to God, if you say buckets of fun as many times as you did last time, I'm going to...
So, like, have you heard my plan for the video? That I'm
Yeah, in the call? Middle, you're gonna have a commercial play for Mr. Bucket. And completely straight faced, and we're just not going to talk about it.
Yep.
I don't even.
I won't tell any of you where I'm going to cut and put the commercial.
Yeah, so it's just going to happen in the middle of it, and yeah, no. And we're all just going to have to deal with it.
It's going to pop up on the screen saying, "Now a quick word from our sponsor," and it's going to cut to the commercial, and then just cut straight back to the gameplay.
And so I'm curious, are you going to just, is it going to be like a seamless, like, so we're gameplay, cut, the thing plays, and then right back where it was, or is the gameplay going to continue, and then, like, it's going to be, like, out of context?
I'll put a cut in, and I'll separate the two game files, the two game video files, and put the commercial in between. So, like, we could be mid-conversation, and then it would just cut to the commercial, then cut straight back.
And see, what I think would be funny, though, is let's say the commercial's like a minute and a half. Just let that minute and a half roll. And then, like,
get the whole commercial play out.
Well, no. I'm saying, let that minute and a half of gameplay roll and then cut back as if, like, you know, we were still playing and while the commercial was going. But yeah, like, whatever. However you do it, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It looks cool. Buckets. Ugh, Mr. Bucket. Fucking Nate. And also, let me just say, you know what? We're on this now. If you guys want the worst experience of your life, go play Viscera Cleanup Duty. It is the shittiest game.
Yeah, but it's like, the thing is, though, it's so shit that it's really funny.
You know, it gives a lot, especially if you're playing as a team. Like, it gives a lot of funny things, especially when, like, you know, you're sitting there cleaning one area. You're just like, okay, you know, I'm going to mop this area, get it all nice. And someone comes over with a bucket of bloody water and dumps it accidentally. It's like, dude, the fuck?
Or you knock over the fucking bucket accidentally. You know, for God's sake.
It's like, why? Are you guys eagerly? No. I don't even know what that is. Okay. All right, so...
Honestly, sweat word, we really did. Sweat word just put, we created so many issues for ourselves last week. Yeah, we really did.
Yeah, that's stupid game.
We made that cleanup so much longer than what it should have been.
Fuck that game. Fuck that stupid game, and I'm gonna play it again tonight. And it's fuck that stupid game.
Don't worry, we're gonna be doing a different mission. We're not gonna do that exact same one.
Well, hot
dude. And remember,
dog.
Gilbert, if we have a plasma gun, don't incinerate it because we need it for the bullets.
Well, then don't be sitting there just shooting it at nothing for no reason.
I wasn't. I was destroying boxes with it.
you were shooting it. Oh, it got so annoying after a minute. I'm like, oh my fucking God, turn that fucking thing off. Anyway, yeah, let's go ahead and let's do that. And anyway,
I think everybody should learn who Mr. Bucket is, and I think we should play the commercial.
Oh God, let's not play the commercial. Also, I don't have the video file ready to go, so ha. See, go back to how Peaky should be ashamed that he thinks Griff is better than Caboose.
I love Griff. Is Caboose the dumb one on Blue Team?
Yes, he is. He's the one who team kills all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's pretty funny. I will admit he's pretty funny. But I just love Griff because it's voiced by Jeff.
Mm-hmm. It's one of life's great mysteries, isn't it? Why are we here? Are we the product of some cosmic coincidence, or is it really a god watching everything, you know, with a plan for us and stuff? I don't know, man, but it keeps me up at night. What?
I fucking love that line. I love that whole conversation. Is that the first thing on the first episode as well?
Yeah, that's the very first line is, hey, yeah, you ever wonder why we're here? And that is that conversation. And it's like, it set the tone for the entire show, and it made me hooked from day one. And of course, I fucking doing that,
learn about, learn about putting them in his top and how he pops the balls out of his mouth.
Oh, man. So if we're going to go back to that, yeah, no, it was Red versus Blue was one of the best shows. Was like I have all 13 seasons, bought and paid for and downloaded, wink, wink. But I have all the 13 seasons of it on my computer right now. And it's like every now and then I'll just watch an episode or two just to kind of feel young again.
I feel like the best arc of Red versus Blue was the Blood Gulch Chronicles.
Agreed. Do you remember when they did? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go on.
No, I was going to say. Do you remember when they did like the animated thing? Like they were talking about like having a thing with G4 to make an animated Red versus Blue like cartoon, and then it just didn't happen. Unfortunately, that was really cool. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I the Blood Gulch Chronicles was probably like the best like arc they'd done.
Caboose also might be Sarge. No, Caboose is not Sarge's son. Boomstick is. Yeah, no, Boomstick is from Screw Attack. Wiz and Boomstick. Yeah, Boomstick has been revealed, and this is canon in Rooster Teeth, that he is Sarge's son.
Because Sarge was voiced by Matt, wasn't it?
Yes.
Who did Gus voice again?
Gus was Simmons.
That's it, Simmons.
Yeah, Bernie was Church, and then they had a guy named Jason. I forget. Sundalia or
Joel was in it.
Yeah, Joel was Caboose, and Jason was Tucker.
Yeah.
And then Griff was played by Jeff.
Gavin was in it quite a few times. He played like normal like UNSC Marines, and he also done the voice of like some other like Spartans as well.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he did some cool, like he did a little bit of voice work. I really liked the Gavin or like the early years when they actually got Gavin and what's his name? Fat dude. He's like Jeff's friend. Jack. Yeah, when they got Jack and Gavin and they started getting like Brandon and a few of the other people. Like that was pretty cool.
Jeremy voiced a character as well, I think. I think so did Matt. I don't think Ray ever did.
I don't think so. Yeah, no. Ray was in X-Ray and Vav.
X-Ray and Vav! Oh, he's got the thing. He's got the thing. Yeah!
I have fucking Orf.
Orf! Voiced by Barbara.
Yeah, by Barbara Dunkelman. I saw, yeah. I have an Orf. I have my RTX 2018 badge over there. Let's see. What else other RTX or Rooster Teeth show? I have two, like, not pop figures, but they're like pop figures. They're of Jean and Weiss from Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got all kinds of Rooster Teeth stuff. And I also have, actually, you know what? Fuck it. Check that baby out.
You got the Rooster Teeth skateboard.
Indeed I do. And it's been ridden quite a few times, but yeah, no, I love this fucking thing.
I got you. Yeah.
No, you don't. Shut up. Hey, what's up, Hans? How's it going? Griff gets nothing done in the show. Like, he's the British makes so much sense. Every day for Griff is just like tea time. Well, I mean, you got those pompous ass British accents. It's like every time you speak, I feel like you're talking about the One Ring. You skate, yeah. Right. It's more accurate to say that I cruise. I don't skate. I don't do like tricks. I don't do kickflips. I don't do grinds. I don't none of that shit. I cruise. What? What are you laughing at?
Comment.
It's been ridden quite a few times. Oh, has it, Gilbs? Damn right. I fucked that skateboard. I fucked that skateboard hard. Like, I'm taking it right in. Hello, right back, you lovely people. And also, and then Bro Dizzle says, also, Tucker pulls Griff's sister. Like, my lawyer said no comment. Oh, yeah, no. But Tucker and sister, they totally fucked. They totally fucked.
Fair. Peaky's broken. Peaky's always broken. Peaky was never fixed.
Yeah, Peaky was born broken. What are you talking
Peaky
about?
Peaky was born broken. You're not
That's wrong. A sad fucking realization. That's a sad thing to admit to. Jesus Christ, Peaky. You sad motherfucker. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, did you not see what I put in my Discord earlier?
No, I didn't. What did you put in Discord?
I think
earlier?
I need to be tested for ADHD. It would explain so many things.
Yeah, no, I could see that.
It would explain so much.
Got like high functioning autism. Nah, that's messed up. That's not okay. We should not
like
be sitting here.
Person. Yeah, Peaky does talk in third person a lot. Does it in videos a lot as well.
Well, Gilbert thinks Peaky needs to get a life.
And Sweat was like, Peaky's that Lego kit that comes with one missing piece. I'm the Lego kit that comes without the instructions.
And then, yeah, and then that kid tried to do his best to put it together looking at the box, and it didn't quite work. All right. So let me see here. I don't know. All right. So we did talk about Rooster Teeth twice. I think that's funny. I don't know. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to talk about this. Do you know what Bernie Burns is now doing?
Yeah, he's got apparently. Podcast.
Yeah, he's got a morning. He's got the Morning Somewhere podcast now.
I've been listening to it for a while, and I didn't realize that it was Scotland that they moved to.
Oh shit! I thought they moved to the UK. Like for a minute there, I thought they moved to London.
No, it's Scotland. They're in Scotland.
Oh well, good for him. You know, if you're gonna retire, might as well. Or if you're gonna like, if you've made as much money as that motherfucker did, then
you have a wife as hot as Ashley, then
might as well move to fucking the hills of Scotland and go retire. Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Go live out your days making podcasts and fucking just like being Bernie Burns.
Yeah. No.
They defected. Thought Bernie was a U.S. politician. No, he was on the Amazing Race. Yeah, no, but Bernie Burns was on the Amazing Race. That's about his claim to fame.
And he was in a episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Was he?
Yeah, he's like it's when they're in the bar and he's like sat at the bar drinking and he just turns around and looks at them. He's in it for like a brief couple of seconds. But Jeff and Michael, who are big Always Sunny fans, are absolutely livid that he's the one who ended up being on Always Sunny and not them.
That's fucking awesome.
Did you not know that he's in Always Sunny?
No, I didn't ever know that. I didn't know that shit. I knew he was in a thing called Video Game Academy, like a video game school. Like there was like a show that was made a long time ago that he was in that like for a split second. But then also, let's see, Jeff and Jack are in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah,
their voices are in there. I know they're also all four of them, like him, like Jeff, Jack, Bernie, and I think Matt are all in Halo, like Halo 3. Yeah. Their voices are in there. Like, so yes, they voice in a lot of stuff. I didn't realize that Always Sunny was something that Bernie was in. Excuse the fuck out of me.
Yeah. Obviously, like Gavin and Michael are in Laser Team and Laser Team 2.
Oh yeah. Speaking of, I actually went on Rooster Teeth's website. Did you know that you can like you don't have to be a first member to watch Laser Team anymore?
You can watch both. I own it digitally on YouTube anyway. So.
Oh well, I don't. I had to back when it came out. I had to be a first member. So excuse the hell out of me.
honest, Gazer team, and even the second one was pretty funny. Like having Gavin as a dumb right redneck was brilliant.
That was great. That's some compliments. Gilbert is a fantastic and underrated voice actor. Well, thank you. I try to be.
To throw also, out some shade, Gilbert sucks. I've got to outweigh the positive with some negative.
I mean, I also do some comedy from now and then. I have been doing this. So fucking
the comedy is just his face. It's funny looking.
Yeah, no, but I've actually been doing some open mic nights here in Albuquerque. I'm starting to do some stand up comedy. Yeah, no. You're gay. Fuck you, Peaky. You don't even know what you and your British fucking dry humor. You watch the shitty ass Office. Nah, I'm kidding. I like The Office. But nah, you and your fucking... Well, fine then. All right, guys, I guess it's just going to be me then. So here's why I think The Office is a piece of shit show.
I mean, you're right. The UK Office is shit. The US Office is better. I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
His Nightwing was better than any animation I've seen him... well, if you say so, I appreciate that. But if you say so, I think Neil Patrick Harris's Nightwing was all right. Peaky is quite—you don't quite deserve speaking privileges.
I do what I want.
And now you're muted. Nah, Peaky Lee definitely watches the Great British Baking Show. Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I fucking believe it.
You think I can cook?
No, I don't think you can cook. I think you want to, and you live vicariously.
No, through. I don't. I don't want to cook. I'm lazy and order takeout or microwavable meals all the time.
Oh yeah, MPH was really good, but he's been an actor since. Yeah, he was Doogie Howser. He's been an actor since he was 10 years old or whatever.
I think like it wasn't 12, How I Met Your Mother. Like it more or less saved his career, didn't it? How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, because up until that point, he wasn't really working all that much. Shit, like, revitalized his career. Let's see. But, okay. I think we're pretty much reaching the end of this. I don't know. Peaky, was there anything else you wanted to add in here or anything else you wanted to jump on?
No, I don't think so.
All righty. Well, I think it's... Airsoft is gay.
You see the airsoft guns? There you go. That's my airsoft gun.
Airsoft is my fave sport. Peaky show the airsoft guns.
Oh yeah, if I do that. So I've added two new helmets there as well. I've put camo netting all behind my gear, and I've got a tin sign above my gear. That's like the anatomy of a bullet, and it's called like the anatomy of a pew, and it's got like bang button, magic fire dust, and like stuff like that.
Cool.
That cost me £2 on Temu.
You shoot with a cup of tea. Yeah, that's their add-on. Instead of having like a tack light, they have a tea light. No, but I'm gonna have to set up my laptop.
That's my handheld torch for airsoft that I have when I'm wielding my pistol.
Well, not to do a thing here, but. Mine's bigger, and it actually extends too.
Does mine on my M4. Yeah, mine does that.
Oh yeah, does yours also do? Hang on, wait.
Yeah.
Does yours flicker, and do the SOS?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Peaky. Mine's still longer.
Mine also has a button on it that comes with it. So I press it on my rail on the rail of my gun, so I don't have to.
Oh yeah. Well, I can charge shit with my... Look at that. Well, you probably can't see right there. It has a little USB thing in there. I can charge shit with my fucking light. It's its own power fucking source.
So does mine.
God damn you, Peaky. Fuck off. I hate you. £2 and all your private info on Teemo. Whoa, what? I don't even know. I have real guns. Dude, straight up, I have real guns. I got a shotgun literally sitting, like, right there. Well, you can't see what I'm pointing, but yeah. Shotgun. Guys, stop comparing flashlight sizes. No. But all right, guys. I think that's about time to begin. Mine's bigger and extends. That's what she said. Well, I don't think that's what she said. If she says that...
If she says that, You need to question who you're talking to at the bar.
Yeah, I might question whether or not she's actually a she. But anywho, moving on. We're not going to get down that rabbit hole. All right, so guys, we're going to be wrapping it up here. So thank you guys all for watching. So Peaky, you want to tell us about your channel real quick before we get moving?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, I have a channel called the PKR Productions where I post at the moment every Wednesday and Friday. Wednesdays are my interview show where I interview content creators of all kinds. The video I posted out last week was I interviewed a toy photographer that I met at a local Comic Con. And I've got quite a few YouTube content creators lined up that have got quite high numbered subscribers. One's got 39k and one's got 3.9k, so they're much higher than what I've got, so it'd be quite good to listen to them. And Fridays is What Is Game Night, where we've got I think two episodes of Among Us left, and then we're gonna be moving on to Visceral Cleanup Detail, which I'm very excited about because Mr. Bucket. And Mondays will be start becoming my Strange and Mysterious Stories series, where I go through and explain unknown and unsolved mysteries that people may or may not have heard of, or may have heard of but don't know much about. And I am also now starting to post on TikTok a lot more. So if you have it, go follow me. It's at the Peaky Arrow.
Well, go check him out. And yeah, and other than that, make sure you guys check out our channel. Obviously, if you're already here, make sure you like, subscribe, comment below. You know, check out our other videos. Check out our gameplay. We played Helldivers yesterday. Maybe we'll do another one next week if you guys liked it. And maybe we'll have Peaky if he actually fucking has the game by then.
And the game works.
Yeah, and it works and everything. So maybe it'll be Peaky and Gilbert and whoever else wants to join in Helldivers. Which actually I think it will work a lot better because then we can read the comments and I don't have to worry about, you know, being like, oh, hey, guys, you know, let's move over here. Do over that. We can all be fucking around and actually, you know, have some fun and shit.
I prefer it like that.
Anyway. All right, guys. So, but until next time, I want to say thank you to Dead Guy, Bro Dizzle, Hans, Glorious Sweatwear. Let's see. Patrick was in here. We also had Tim was here for a minute. I'm at the beginning. I don't know Mr. Action this week. I noticed that. We had Connor in here, the hastiest one.
Maybe that's because Mr. Action still hasn't seen anything.
Yeah, no. He hasn't seen anything so much. He hasn't even seen this.
Yeah.
And we also had Rolando Flores in here for a minute. Yeah, he said he was driving, but he was listening, so I appreciate that. And of course, Crimson Red Nerd and Peaky Arrow, whoever the fuck that asshole is. But yeah, guys, I want to say thank you all for watching. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment below, all that good YouTube BS, you know, bell notification, yada, yada, yada. You know, check us out next week where we are going to be doing, what are we doing next week? Actually, I don't even know. Fucking, oh, the X-Men. Ooh, X-Men 92.
Yeah, oh, shit, we're gonna be X-Men doing... It's X-Men this week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Yeah, damn, dude. Yeah, X-Men 90.
Is it this week?
I think it's actually on the... No, it's not this week. It's on the 20th. Comes out. But yeah, that's why we're doing it next weekend, is we're going to do...
Are we doing a retrospective?
Yeah, 32 years of it's X-Men 92, the actual 92 one from that year. Okay, so it's going to be like a retrospective.
We're doing a retrospective. Want me to try and throw together a background?
Go ahead, dude. If you got the time, give us a mutant background. Danger Room or Cerebro or something. I don't know.
I'll figure something.
Cool. And y'all should look forward to it, because I look forward to it. And yeah, make sure you check that episode out. Gameplay, Harrison's audiobooks, my audiobook. I'm working on the fifth part of Hard Contact, and it will be here soon. And until that time, I have been Gilbert.
I've been Peaky.
And no, he hasn't. And this has been Fulcrum Entertainment Podcast. And we remember, guys, we are all Fulcrum. We will see you on the flip side. See you, everybody.